concerned about rising levels of violence in particularly parts of central Equatoria from March. So that's included fighting between the insurgent group NAS and the government, but also the incidents of criminality that have happened in parallel to that along some of the main roads, particularly the Jubinimele Road, but also others. That concerns us for a couple of reasons. One, we're worried about the civilian populations in that area. We've heard about displacement, particularly in and around Yei, but we think there's been a lot more displacement, particularly over the across the border to Uganda. But we're also worried about the bigger impact on the country in general. So, as you know, we've been talking about for a few months now the potential for famine in parts of the country, particularly in and around Jonglei, but also this issue of acute food insecurity, where we think about 60% of the country is in this state of acute food insecurity. And yet what you have with this violence in central Equatoria is you have a disruption to the flow of supplies, including food coming into the country along the main transit routes. But you're also looking at conflict in a area which is known for agricultural activity during a planting season, which is going to make the country less food secure in the years to come.
The report also warns that if this fighting continues, is a threat to famine. Isn't that extreme?
I don't think it's extreme. I don't think we're saying that the whether famine takes place or not is going to be determined by the conflict in this area. But I think what we're saying at the moment is that the situation in the country is so fragile that any disruption to any aid or any humanitarian activities is going to be problematic and is going to stop some aid getting to the areas that need it. Now, that's to say that that could be any level of disruption, but what we're seeing in the disruption at the moment is in one of the main means to get food and other supplies into the country. So this is actually quite a significant disruption. So you're right, it's difficult to quantify that situation between a famine which is happening in Jonglei and the fighting which is happening in central Equatoria, but I think the knock-on effects are going to be quite significant. But even in the Equatorias itself, I mean, we can't forget that these areas are determined to be in crisis in terms of a food situation as well. So it's going to have a very serious impact in terms of food security, even in these sort of more local areas.
Now, with the peace agreement, the Revitalized Peace Agreement being implemented, and as we see, the unity government is working though with quite a lot of delays in some other implementation process. How do you see this process impacting on the general security and, of course, the food security in the country?
Well, I think, obviously, if we can see a quick implementation of the peace process in a way which is going to give people sort of faith in the structures of states and a faith in going back to their farms, producing agriculture again, we've got the potential there to see a significant improvement in the forthcoming years. I think for the moment, that's not going to have much of an impact on the situation we have right now. And so what we need right now is to make sure that there's humanitarian access to all those places that need it because of the food insecurity. But I think there is also a discrepancy. I mean, I think everyone has to admit that the implementation of the peace agreement has been imperfect. And there's still a lot of denial of access of humanitarians going on, even in areas that need it most. So I think there still needs to be more commitment to the things which are sort of set out in that peace agreement. But if there is, if we do get goodwill from all sides, then I think there's a real potential to avoid the worst of those famine and food insecurity predictions which have been made.
All right, let's talk about the insecurity in the country. And as you did mention about these clashes that were taking place, some of them were between, parties that were already implementing a peace agreement, and that those parties that were not part of the Revitalized Peace Agreement. How can this be brought to, how can this possibly be resolved?
It's a very difficult one, and I'm aware that, the talks between the groups in central Equatoria and the government are due to restart again, I think, next week, and I think that's encouraging, and I hope we get a good resolution around that. But I think a lot of the things that you're talking about in terms of what UNMISS calls sort of subnational violence or like the pockets of sort of localized conflict that we're seeing across different parts of the country, Lakes, Warap, Jonglei and such. You know, it's a very difficult problem to solve. This is about sort of implementation of the peace agreement, putting back structures in place which have a strong governance component that allow sort of communities to have some kind of faith in the future stability of the country, which gives them a reason to invest in peace rather than engage in conflict. If you can do that, then we have the possibility to reach a more peaceful and more stable future. So again, it's about the amount of good faith that people are going to be willing to put into that project to implement sort of the potential for good governance that exists in the peace process. And I think that's something that we would be very encouraging to see.
All right. Mark, just before I let you go, any final remarks about this particular report that you'd like to share with us?
I don't think there's anything too controversial in there. I think what we're asking for is, you know, to bring some level of peace and stability to a population that has gone through a lot already and are quite exhausted. I think they, as you know, all communities in South Sudan are deserving of a more peaceful future and a chance to contribute to a more stable country in general.
Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time.
My pleasure, not at all.